One time she turned down a film. I said, Ann, you need the job. Why did you turn that film down? And she said, too many bangs, too many explosions, in other words. And all I can say about Ballistic with Antonio Banderas is, too many bangs. Thank you for listening. This has been Joseph Hurley. This has been The Screening Room. Do catch those William Wyler films down at the Film Forum and Tarkovsky at Walter Reed. I'll be back next week. I hope you will, too. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Joe Hurley, for Screening Room here on 99.5 FM WBAI. It's 7 o'clock, approaching 7:01. Unfortunately, shift change, when it's supposed to happen, does not happen. You have to be, time is key in radio. We are governed by the clock, and you can't just be sashaying in at just any old time. The Pacifica National Board meeting, the interim National Board meeting, Pacifica Radio will be taking place here at 7:30 p.m. Make it a little earlier start. Usually, at this time, you would be tuning in to the Global Beat Experience with Gary Bird. That show, as well as several other shows this evening and throughout the weekend, will be preempted. And here's an outline of what will be happening over these airwaves of WBAI New York.
Leslie Kagan, chair of the Pacifica Foundation's Interim National Board. On the weekend of September 20th, we'll be meeting in Houston, Texas, and WBAI will broadcast the entire meeting. Tune in Friday, September 20th from 7:30 to 10 p.m., on Saturday, September 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and again on Sunday, September 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon. During the weekend, we will discuss Pacifica's finances and adopt the budget for this coming fiscal year. We will also discuss proposals for new bylaws for Pacifica and a host of other important issues. Tune in right here at WBAI 99.5 FM. Listen to the National Board Meeting.
Is trining Jupiter and you want to celebrate, tune in to Sister from Another Planet every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Sister from Another Planet, Andrea Clark, playing the best progressive music from Brixton to Brooklyn. Every Friday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, right here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. Revolutionary love.
And it's 3 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, 4 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Where is she? Possibly on another planet. Well, we'll go to Toots and the Maytals, Time Tough, the anthology over WBAI, listener-sponsored, commercial-free community radio. About 7:30, maybe a little bit before that, we will be bringing you the interim National Board meeting of Pacifica Radio. Here she comes, walking through the door as we speak.
The same situation, man. And it is 7:27, and you're listening to WBAI New York. What would normally be Gary Bird's global Black Experience from 7 till 10 is preempted tonight. So we can bring you the Pacifica Interim National Board meeting, which is taking place in Texas. They are warming up right now. Listen to them testing and whatever. So in the meantime, we'll be playing you some music, and then we will, as soon as they are ready, go straight to the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting live in Texas. Again, we are waiting for our friends out in Texas to get ready to proceed with the interim Pacifica National Board meeting. Since I've gotten so many calls, this particular group playing is called Fertile Ground from a CD called Perception, a new group from Atlanta. Very, very good group. And I just want to let you guys know that. So, these people will get ready at any time. We'll bring you the board meeting. It's 7:36 here on WBAI. Still sorting things out in Texas. You're listening to WBAI New York. I got a call from a listener who corrected me that Fertile Ground is actually from Baltimore, not Atlanta. They're from Baltimore. Got to give Baltimore their props. So Fertile Ground, CD's Perception. I played My Friend the Moon, entertaining you while we're waiting for these people to get ready. It sounds like they're going to begin in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned for the Pacifica Interim National Board meeting in Texas here on WBAI.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're getting to start, and stay tuned for the interim Pacifica National Board meeting. Just starting right now.
And this is a particularly tight schedule that we have this weekend. As we all know, we've already been working all day today, and most of the board was here yesterday in a retreat, too. So we all, I think, have a sense of the fullness of the weekend. And I really don't want to delay starting this meeting. We also are being broadcast. We have encouraged our stations to carry these meetings, and several of them are carrying them. And it's really not fair to the staff and the listeners in those stations to not be here when we say we're going to be here. So we are getting started. I'm actually, I know WBAI is broadcasting now. I'm not sure if they've gone on the air just yet, but they are broadcasting tonight and all weekend. I'm not sure what Kay is doing. Is Kay broadcasting all weekend? WPFW is broadcasting most of tomorrow and most of Sunday, and recording the other parts that they're not doing a live broadcast on for playing, you know, at other parts of the week. And KPFA is broadcasting all day tomorrow and all day Sunday, and will be reporting on tonight. KPFT here is not doing a live broadcast, but they are web streaming on their second web stream, kpftk.x.org. www.kpftx.org. So we want to welcome that new web stream to the family. And we do, you know, of course, thank the stations. This is and will be for, I'm not exactly sure how many more months, you know, a very important period in the life of this organization. And the work that we do during these weekend meetings is critical to the larger Pacifica family, including the people who produce shows, the paid staff and unpaid programmers, the local advisory board members, and the listeners in all five signal areas. So we really are very happy that the stations are doing their best to broadcast these meetings, and we encourage the stations to hang in there with us and continue to do that. It really helps get the information out much more broadly so we can have a fuller and more informed discussion with feedback and input from larger numbers of people. Even though that sometimes can feel a little hair-raising to get all that feedback, it is important to the process, and we do certainly do appreciate it. The first order of business here is to review and adopt the meeting agenda. Based on which hopefully everybody on the board has, it was in your packet, and also copies were made for those of you who are here today and circulated earlier today, so I don't really know where they are right now. If you don't have one, just look around you and see if there's one circulating. But based on the work that we did earlier today around bylaws, on the bylaws, it became clear that the chunk of time that we had set aside for bylaws discussion on Saturday afternoon was not nearly going to be enough for the work we hope to get done this weekend. And we even discussed earlier today how much work we thought we could get done. And what we are looking to do, what we are seeking to do and pushing ourselves as far as we can to do, is to go through the proposals and identify where we have the non-controversial issues, the issues we have agreement on, look at the more controversial issues and see if we have majority agreement on any of them, pull those pieces together, that is, the non-controversial issues and those that we have majority agreement on, and coming out of this weekend, hopefully within a week to 10 days, prepare a new draft bylaws that would go, obviously, to everybody on the interim board, but also would go to the five local advisory boards as well as to a lawyer. And we would set a time frame for to ask the labs to meet and convene, and if they need to have more than one meeting, to have as many discussions as they need to within a relatively short time frame, we hope no longer than a month, to get feedback and comments on what they agree on or don't agree on, as well as get the feedback from the lawyer so we can move this process ahead with the goal of hopefully voting on this, on the new set of bylaws by the December meeting. What happened, though, earlier today made it clear that if we're going to get even that amount of work done this weekend, we needed to open up more time on the agenda. So hopefully everybody who's sitting at the table now has the agenda in front of them, and I want to make the following recommendations for changes in the agenda. Clearly, I did not have time to type this up again and copy it, so you're going to have to listen carefully. First of all, the minutes from the previous meetings, as we all know, we're not able to get them out to folks earlier, before this weekend. They've all been put together, and actually, can you just pass this over to so everybody has them now, but I assume that, like myself, people have not had a chance to read them yet. So I want to move the adoption of minutes from previous meetings to Sunday, probably to Sunday morning first thing. So we would pick up a little bit of time today. I've asked Brian DeShazer from the archives to give us a much abbreviated report on the archives tonight. Instead of a half an hour for report and questions and answers, to just take 15 minutes. Not in any way to send a message that we think the archives are unimportant, but only because we have this pressure around the bylaws, and he has generously agreed to that. That would bring us to, that would bring us to about 7:15, the completion of that. We would then have, I want to suggest, an hour of general comments from listeners, from activists who are here, which would then give us an hour or an hour and a quarter for some more bylaws discussion tonight. Tomorrow morning, we would start at 9 a.m. with a report from the executive director and a brief time for questions and answers. Instead, and I'm looking at tomorrow morning and shaving, I want to propose that we shave off time from all of the items tomorrow morning. So instead of 45 minutes for the executive director's report, question and answer, we'd have a half an hour. We would then move into the website report from 9:30 to 9:50, 9:50. So that instead of a half an hour, we'd have 20 minutes. We would then move from 9:50 to 10:15 to the on-air editorials and a resolution. So that would be 25 minutes instead of half an hour. We would then go to the treasurer's report at 10:15 to 10:45. I would leave that as a half an hour. And then go from 10:45 to noon for finances. That's another very, very critical item that we have to do this weekend, is to review the budgets for the next fiscal year and some other items. Break for lunch at 12 and reconvene at 1:30. From 1:30 to 2, have the discussion of the affiliates proposal, and then from 2 to 6, that's a four-hour chunk of time, bylaws. We're adding another half hour there. On Sunday morning, we would begin with the minutes from the previous meetings. Hopefully that would be done very quickly. Hopefully people won't see any problems with them. Then move to the national office move question, 45 minutes. A major change that I want to propose for the agenda is on the rest of Sunday morning. We had scheduled from 9:45 to 12:45, a three-hour time chunk, station reports, the managers, the lab chairs, and community comment from each station. I want to ask the station managers and the lab chairs and the community folks who are here to really help us this weekend by agreeing to limiting that whole time from 3 hours to cut it back to 1 hour. which would basically mean asking the station managers and the lab chairs not to read the written reports that they've given us, but to either highlight anything in those that you really need us to focus on, or anything that didn't get into your written reports that you need to call our attention to. So we have, instead of, you know, in half an hour or 40 minutes per station, we'd really have like 15 minutes per station to really try and zero in. That would give us about 2 more hours for the bylaws discussion. And I know that that's going to be hard, but for you all to, you know, to cut back on your time that way. But I think, I hope that you all agree that it will serve the interests of the whole organization if we can free up that time. And then the rest of agenda would follow as is. So I know several people on the board came in the middle of my presentation. I actually don't want to repeat it. Maybe you can just catch up from the person you're sitting next to. If my changes are okay with folks, if people don't see any glaring problem, I think I have freed up another 4 hours for bylaws discussion, which obviously we need. So, Jabari?
Yeah, I had, I would like on Sunday, instead of to have this time for race and nationality, which I don't know if there's going to be an action item coming out of that, but I think we need as a board to start to have some discussion on mission fulfillment and some kind of strategic planning, because we've never done that. And I think for me, I would get more out of that discussion than to deal with this issue, which is important, but it's not as important as to us as a board as to do some open discussion on where we see this organization going, and to discuss some of the strategic issues that face the organization.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of strategic planning will we be talking about when we're out of a job in March?
Well, we need to be talking about what we're going to do in the areas of programming, what we're going to do in the areas of the non-realized aspect of the mission, such as the arts, grant giving, capital funding, endowment, other revenue areas, other areas of revenue generation besides listener sponsorship. There are a host of issues that I would like to discuss as a board that at least sets a framework for the next board to begin to discuss, and for the listeners and the people to understand that we need to start addressing these issues.
Okay, let me suggest that we made at our last meeting in June, I thought, a significant, important commitment on the questions of race and nationality and other related issues, and that now is the time to make sure that that work is settling in, or that we're settling in on that work and moving it forward. I would not like to remove that from this agenda this weekend. I also think that we have started to move in a way where we try to circulate ideas or proposals or thoughts before meetings, so that we can have a fuller discussion. So I would like to suggest that we keep the race and nationality, that if we want to, you know, cut the time a little bit, I really wouldn't want to cut it very much, in order to just talk about what steps would need to be taken to have at the December meeting some of the kinds of issues addressed that Jabari's raising. I think that would be more appropriate than cutting off the race and nationality discussion and moving into something that we're not really prepared to fully discuss.
I'm just trying to figure what action item that this board has to take is going to come out of that discussion.
Well, partially, we don't know yet. We don't know yet because we don't know what the reports are going to be from each of the 5 cities. But that's what we want to hear. And people have been working on this in each of the 5 cities. So, you know, there may very well be some action items. I would like to... I
didn't really
spend a lot of time talking about the agenda tonight.
But we didn't fulfill... There were a bunch of action items that came in the last meeting that never got done. And it seems like if we're gonna actually do something as a board, then when we make a directive, it needs to get done. There was a directive from the last meeting that people do 2 hours of programming, that every station do 2 hours of programming a week. That never got done. It's not being done right now.
I think we want to get a report from that.
I know it's not being done at PFW, 2 hours a week. Every week. So I'm just saying that the action items, the things that we need to do as a board that direct the stations to do certain things, there's things that we can listen to that we don't take any action items on. I want to deal with stuff that there's a potential action item out of.
One of the
important things I think we need to do as a board is to deal with some of the planning and vision, because it gets directly into budget creation. And for us to create a budget, we need to set priorities and a vision of what we think is important for the organization. But we haven't had an open discussion on what we think is important for the organization. Either we're going to deal with stuff that isn't important or isn't as high a priority as other things, or we're going to deal with what we consider to be higher priority things. I think it's a higher priority to start discussing things that will directly affect the budget of the organization.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Jabari. What I'd like to do is I made a proposal for the agenda for the rest of this weekend. Jabari has raised an alternative idea for handling part of Sunday. What I would like to see if there is, I think these one way to handle this and the way I would like to suggest that we move forward is to vote on the budget. I guess it's on my mind. To vote on the agenda as revised that I propose. If there is agreement on that, then that's what we go with. If there's not agreement on, if people vote it down, then we will revise it further. I think that's a way to move forward. Okay, so all those...
So moved.
So moved. Okay, thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Thank you. Pete seconded. If we can move right to the vote, can we do a show of hands or do we need a roll call vote? Can we do a show of hands on this?
I heard reports from people listening over the radio that they would prefer we do roll call votes on most issues.
We need a roll call vote? It's just on the agenda. It's not a substantive issue.
All right.
Can we just do a show of hands, all those in favor of adopting the revised agenda that I brought forth?
In terms of bylaws discussion, are we voting on any bylaw changes or are we just having discussion to sort of get a sense of what are we doing?
I'm sorry you missed the earlier discussion, and I'm sorry you missed 10 minutes ago when I explained this. I'm going to say this now, right? And hopefully everybody can absorb it so we don't have to say it again, right? Because it's a little complicated. Those of us who were here earlier agreed that what we were seeking to do this weekend, and again, there's no guarantee, but this is what we're going to make our best effort to do, is to go through the bylaws proposals, and we've already gone through a chunk of it, an initial chunk of it. Can people at the door go away?
Outside, please. Outside.
Sorry. That we're going to go through them in as orderly a fashion as we can, see where there are non-controversial issues that we basically have agreement on, identify the controversial issues, and then get